the gospel according to Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. Luke 10, 1 to 12. Listen to the word of the Lord. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers in his harvest. Go on your way. See, I'm sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborers deserve to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to your feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet, know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day, it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town." This is the word of the Lord. Do you know that the spirituality of simplicity is the most effective way to accomplish your mission? So let's look at how Jesus teaches the spirituality of simplicity and how it can be effective in fulfilling your calling. Jesus went on his journey to Jerusalem. On the way, there were many who came to him telling him that they wanted to follow him, but they had some other priorities to take care of first. Yeah, we dealt with this last week. One said he needed to bury his father, and another said he needed to say goodbye to his family. Jesus' answer to them was, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." What it means is that people with baggage are not fit for the kingdom of God. You must take off your baggage to follow Christ. Maybe filial baggage, social baggage, emotional baggage, ritual baggage, or even sexual baggage. Now, today's passage began with Jesus having selected 70 people who obviously have passed the baggage test, commissioned them to go out on a mission trip. The Bible says, after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. So you might ask, why 70? According to Genesis, there were 70 nations in the world. Therefore, for the first century audience, the number 70 implies that Jesus intended to send missionaries to the end of the earth. And he himself intended to go to the end of the earth. They were sent without anything except the spirituality of simplicity. So their mission was a success. At the end, they came back to report that, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." I'm sure we all want to fulfill our personal or communal mission. This message reminds us that the spirituality of simplicity is all we need to have a successful mission. There are three requirements to form the spirituality of simplicity. The first one is that we must abandon to proclaiming the kingdom. The Bible says, Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Now, this verse summarizes the preliminary requirement of following Christ. There's probably nothing more important than for a son to bury his father in that culture. It's one of the most important filial duty. But Jesus' shocking statement to this man who said, whose excuse was that I need to go back to bury my father before I follow you, amplifies the requirement of abandonment. One of the much less frequently used meaning of abandonment is total surrender, without reservation. Not even something as culturally important as burying one's father. Abandonment means you must have no reservation to follow Christ. You must totally surrender to him. Your body, mind, spirituality, sexuality, power, possessions, and everything. That's not an easy thing to do. However, we have no other choices. The alternative is an unfulfilled and unfruitful life. There was a hospice nurse who discovered that many people leave this world with an unfulfilled dream because they have reservations. They dare not take the plunge to give everything to their callings. They allow their personal interests and personal desires stand in their ways. Based on the context of this passage, before these 70 people were sent out, they were selected from probably thousands and thousands of people who apply for this job. Jesus' job requirement was very simple, abandonment. But most of them failed this test. Abandonment is the foundation of spirituality, of simplicity. Once you abandon yourself, nothing can bog you down. You become lean and lightweight to effectively proclaim the kingdom. How abandoned are you to the kingdom's message? Trinity has turned a new leaf and entered a new phase for mission. It's a good time for us to think about how abandoned we are. How abandoned are you? Are you part of the 70 ready to be commissioned to turn the world upside down? The second requirement of spirituality of simplicity is that we must cultivate a sense of urgency. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Do you see the plentiful harvest in your community? I'm sure you don't. It's not easily seen. A few people told me that they have done a demographic study of this community, and they found out that there's no market for any churches. There are more churches around here than there are people who are interested in joining. I was quite discouraged to hear the report, but when I'd studied the demographics of the first century Israel, it was the same situation. Jesus saw the plentiful harvest in such situation. So I'm sure Jesus would say the same thing today. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. If you see the harvest, you will automatically run to labor in it because we all want to serve the Lord. But instead, Jesus asks us to ask him. He says, "Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." The fact that you have to ask him means it's not something obvious to our common sense. It's a spiritual situation. The harvest is not revealed in the demographics. The next verse says, go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. The harvest is even hostile. It's not as ready as we think. On the other hand, the lamb is also a symbol of the spirituality of simplicity. A lamb is a very simple creature. You must distinguish yourself from the spiritually sophisticated or cunning wolves. It also implies that we must urgently depend on Jesus Christ. Christ himself is the Lamb of the world. So it's the mission of Jesus Christ, after all, that we are trying to fulfill. The entire concept of the harvest is simply a sense of urgency. Harvest must be harvested in time. Miss it and lose it. That's why Jesus said, greet no one on the way. You don't have time to dawdle about and say hello to everyone on the road and pet their dogs on the way. Jesus is saying, don't stop and smell the roses on your trip to mission. If you think it's no fun if you don't stop and smell the roses, you missed the point, because bringing in the harvest is more fun than smelling the roses. Cultivating a sense of urgency will allow you to focus. Focus is an important aspect of the spirituality of simplicity. A focused mind is a simple mind. A focused mind is an effective mind. Abandon to proclaiming the kingdom, cultivate a sense of urgency, and lastly, travel light. He said, carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide. Do not move from house to house. Eat what is set before you. Jesus' advice to travel light makes me think about today's air travel. Right? If you fly today, you might get annoyed by the limit of luggage size and weight. The disciples should not have any problem with that. And they don't have much luggage to carry with them. The suggestion to not to move about from house to house is also part of the urgency. And it means don't waste time moving around. Eat what is set before you means that, you know, they may end up in a Gentile village. The family might serve them non-kosher food. Jesus is asking them not to miss the chance to proclaim the kingdom by observing their dietary rituals. Simplify your food and set aside the ritual baggage. Jesus asked them not only to travel light physically, but also emotionally. Sometimes we might be able to live a simple life, but we carry a heavy emotional baggage inside us. Jesus said, whoever listens to you, listen to me, and whoever rejects you, rejects me, and whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me. If you take things personally, you will not have a successful life and mission. The way to travel light emotionally is that you must be able to handle rejection. When Jesus said, I'm sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves, he's warning you that you will face rejections and even hostility. If you can't handle rejection and hostility, you can't travel light, because you will be emotionally bogged down. You'll be reacting to the reactivities of other people. Therefore, always remember this verse when it comes to rejection. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. It's a good verse to memorize, because this is an important secret to the spirituality of simplicity. So there you have it. The three requirements of the spirituality of simplicity are abandoned to proclaiming the kingdom, cultivate a sense of urgency, and travel light. It simply spells ACT, A-C-T, to make it remember, you know, to easily remember. So let's apply this spirituality of simplicity taught by Jesus to fulfill our mission. May God bless all of you. Amen.